at the Seaplane Base. It's Saturday. That's what it always means. And it's a lot of fun. And Shane Albers, you're the chairman this year. Congratulations on your well-deserved many years of filling all the different roles out here pretty much. Absolutely smart choice for EAA to make you the chairman out here, knowing what you know about the base. And you kind of told me early in the week when we got together that you really wanted to focus on your volunteers because that's really what makes this Seaplane Base what it is.
That's correct.
Yeah. So we've been talking to some volunteer. Ryan is an early on volunteer, and now you've got another gentleman for us to talk to.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to introduce you here to Dustin Ridings. Dustin is my safety coordinator down here at the Seaplane Base. He's kind of that one coach here that's down here that you really don't want to see. But when you do see him, you're so thankful he's here because he heads up our first aid down here.
Okay. Now we understand.
Yeah, exactly. What
you're
about. Yes, sir.
So, and you have a nice facility back here. It kind of looks like an army encampment type of thing.
Yeah, Dustin, why don't you talk about your hut?
It is, yeah. We set it up to be sort of a MASH unit. That trailer has been here for as long as I can remember, probably as long as most can remember. We really kind of let it take the theme of that MASH thing. And like Shane said, we're the people, we're like the Maytag man, the people you don't want to see. Hopefully we never see you other than to wave and say hi. But, you know, just with the volume of people that we have at AirVenture, at the base, statistically you bring that many people together, there is a chance of something happening. So most of what we do is low-level wound care, things like that, you know, small stuff. But there really is the opportunity for everything to happen.
Well, and unfortunately, you know, it's just a fact of nature. It does happen. Yep. And, you know, thank goodness you're here when it does.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, going back to that trailer, Al Zabel, he's one of the founders of the Seaplane Base, and that was his camper many, many years ago. And it used to live out in the middle of the woods, and we had this idea, let's get that thing out of the woods. Let's bring it up front and see what it looks like. So, Through the volunteers and just a ton of hard work, we were able to get the thing cleaned up. And, I go back to MASH. It looks exactly like a scene right out of MASH with the camouflage netting and all.
Well, and you can't mistake that for a medical facility.
My goodness.
It's got a big red X on it, or plus sign, the medical sign.
Yeah, it really does. It's the symbol, the universal symbol. If you need help, you know, we have a sign out front. People know if they need help for anything, they can come here and we're going to take care of it for them. And it's iconic. We have people taking pictures by it. You know, we've had numerous offers to buy it. you know, I know what, 5-6 million they can have it.
We'll buy it. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's really a part of us. You know, I mean, I look forward to coming down here every year, being with my first aid trailer, everybody that's down here volunteering with us. And, you know, it's personally rewarding to be able to take care of all the guests that we have here at AirVenture, take care of the staff, things like that, knowing that we're providing a safe environment. And sometimes it's that, even though it's a little thing that we're taking care of, it keeps them happy and healthy so they can stay and continue with their adventure here versus perhaps going home and whatnot. Or, you know, again, if it's something more serious, we're familiar with the area. You know, we know what medical resources are, and there's some wonderful resources available in the area. If they need a little bit more than we can do, we can certainly get that arranged.
Right. And so I have to ask, what's your day job? I mean, what are you doing when you're not here at the Seaplane Base?
Well, primarily dreaming about being here at the Seaplane Base.
Right.
You know, this, when we leave here, it will be in my calendar for next year. It's permanent, that's in the calendar. Outside of this, I'm a firefighter paramedic. I do that full time, which leads to the skills.
Sure.
You know, we have to have a medical certification to do this. You know, we want to make sure that someone here is able to provide the care that they would be expected to provide. So that's my real job until I can figure out a way to volunteer for the rest of my life.
Where are you from, Dustin?
I live just north of Green Bay in a little town called Olocano.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So somewhat local boy here?
About an hour and a half.
Yeah.
About 130
miles. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and you know, Dustin, he hit on all the high-level items, but you know, Dustin is really, really good at and involved with all the coordination between our local agencies. So we have the Coast Guard Auxiliary out here, you know, talking about safety. You know, we have the water is our runway. And because of that, EAA has contracted with the Winnebago County Sheriff's Department, you know, to be on scene should something unfortunate take place. But then we also have the Coast Guard out there as well, and they help patrol the waters. It's open, navigable water. Anybody can come here. But we just ask politely that people, you know, go to the sides, please. Just please go to the sides. So Dustin has been able to form these relationships over the years and continues to strengthen that bond between local agencies, which is, well, it's why the success carries on.
Yeah, it's the teamwork. I mean, like, everybody here at the volunteer base, you know, and I take that as responsibility, but like I tell everybody in our pre-convention safety meeting that we have every year, safety really depends on everybody, and it's everybody on this base working together in a safe and efficient manner, keeping themselves safe, looking out, but those partnerships we have are invaluable. There's no way we could put any value on how much they mean to us and how much they benefit us.
So would you say that most of your volunteers are also from the medical community?
Yes, in the safety first aid realm, yeah. Everybody has to have some sort of first aid, safety, medical background. It could be anywhere from a first responder to physicians. You know, we really don't preclude anybody from volunteering. Certainly if you're a cardiothoracic surgeon, you're not going to be able to use all your skills here. But it's the knowledge, yeah. And that's
hopefully
much
not.
Of what we carry. Yeah. So, yeah.
How many volunteers do you have in first aid?
It varies from year to year. We have a list, kind of a revolving list of a dozen or so. And people, many of us will be here every year. Some people come every few years. They take a break or two. But and we try to maintain that list of 12 to 15 to 20.
That's right. So, Dustin, tell us, what's the best day out here? Honestly, what does a good day look like for first aid out here?
A good day is when nobody needs to see me, really. You know?
And that's what you opened with.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
There when we need you, the service that you and your team provide down here to the seaplane base to keep everyone safe is it's invaluable. And we're so thankful for the time and the efforts that you put forth, to make sure that the seaplane base, the guests, the volunteers, and the pilots, that we all stay safe. So thank you to you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So you're here because of your training and your first aid knowledge, but there has to be an aviation connection.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, yeah, I've been an EA member for just about 20 years. I'm a pilot, not a seaplane pilot yet. Will be someday. But I got introduced by the person that formerly did my job, is another coworker of mine.
Okay.
And once I heard about EA, I came down, and the first year I came ever was just to be a spectator. He said, hey, you should come down to the seaplane base, check it out. Got me down here. The next year I started volunteering, and I've been here ever since. And it's again, that draw of drawing each other in. But that's my connection. So.
Well, and the family community that the seaplane base creates out here,
yes.
It leads to that. You know, people come, and then just like Ryan, who we talked to, he wants to keep coming back. And that's what the seaplane base is all about.
That's right. You know, and to speak off of that too, it's a time warp down here, and that is the coolest thing to be going through here is that we're going to be closing Air Venture out here tomorrow.
I know, right?
And it's amazing. It's the fastest, slowest, longest week in the history of the year for us here as volunteers down at the sea base. But, you know, one of the items that happens is we leave. We all go home, and we spread out all over the United States. And when we come back, there's no really description to it, because just like I saw you on the road the other day when you were coming in here, how's it going?
Yeah.
We haven't seen you. Yeah. Things are good. You take that 2 minutes to catch up, and you pick up right where you left off back in 21.
Yep, that's right.
That's one of the great parts. You know, like in first aid, I've had volunteers from as far as New Mexico, East Coast, Canada. You know, we come from all over North America, and we come together as a family. You know, you look forward to seeing each other, and we can't wait to get down here. And like you said, it's a family thing.
Well, and it's specialized training, so it's a specialized type of volunteerism. And so you said you had Coast Guard certified boat captains and certified first aid responders. You know, everyone's got a place. If they have something, they can find a place to help out here and be part of the family.
That's right. Absolutely. And, we welcome open doors.
Yep. So what has been your favorite thing at the sea base? We have to ask everybody that, right? Not your favorite day, but your favorite thing.
Favorite thing, definitely.
Obviously, it's not putting on a Band-Aid or a tourniquet or something. Your favorite thing is going to be, airplane related, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's the variety of aircraft we see, especially with the seaplane stuff. I particularly like the vintage, the older stuff, the unique stuff. And again, you're not going to see it anywhere but here. And I really look forward to that every year. What's new? What's coming? You know, the draw of this place draws in some amazing aircraft. And we look forward to that every year.
Do you have you seen the 195 on floats that comes out here every once in a while?
We haven't seen it for a few years, but yes, yeah, we had that.
That's a vintage example.
Yes, sir. You bet. Absolutely.
And there's what other cool old airplanes have been out here at the Sea Base?
Oh man, I could go down a list, but you know, this year alone we've had a point of history for us. We had four Beavers in here at one time. Normally, historically, we have two, but we had four Beavers in here. And
wow.
one of the coolest ones that came in this year alone already, it was the U.S. Forest Service. They came in with a water tanker right on the bottom.
Really?
He's been hanging around down here. He has a booth up at the main field, I believe they said, in Hangar D.
Okay.
And so it was real neat to see their aircraft, and it's coming back tomorrow.
Oh, no kidding. So they just pop in, huh?
Yep, they popped in, and there are vendors, and what they're doing is they're trying to recruit. They're trying to reinvigorate their aviation and firefighting program that they have. And so speaking with the pilot, they want to get this longer publicity.
All right. Thank you very much, Dustin, for sharing your EAA and seaplane-based story. Thank you for your volunteerism, and thanks for joining us on EAA Radio.
Thank you for having me. It was awesome.
Shane, one more break, and then it's going to be another year. I mean, you know.
Just like
that. Jay Munchie, we're on the fly at the Seaplane Base, and we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to EAA Radio.